Welcome back, everybody, for another deep dive. And, you know, today we're going to kind of go beyond the image that we all have in our minds when we think about Rosa Parks and really unearth some surprising facts about her life and her fight for justice.
Yeah, I think it's going to be really interesting to sort of unpack some of the common misconceptions that people have.
Right. Like when you say Rosa Parks, everyone thinks about the bus.
Exactly. And while that moment is incredibly significant, it's so important to understand that her activism goes so much deeper than that single event.
Yeah, it's like we get these snapshots in history, but it's really the years leading up to them that are so revealing, you know?
Absolutely. It's about connecting the dots and understanding the context.
So let's rewind all the way back to the beginning, Rosa's childhood in Alabama. You know, to really get a sense of the foundation of her activism growing up in the segregated South. I mean, that had to have a profound impact on her.
Absolutely. I mean, imagine facing that constant weight of racism and inequality from such a young age.
It's hard to even fathom.
It really is. And it's crucial to understand that these weren't just abstract concepts for Rosa Parks. You know,
right.
These were lived experiences ingrained in her from the very beginning.
Right. Like her grandparents were former slaves.
Exactly. And they played a massive role in shaping her worldview, instilling a sense of justice and resilience that would guide her throughout her life.
It's incredible to think about the strength and perseverance that must have been passed down through generations.
It's really powerful. And, you know, even something as simple as going to a bowl highlighted the deep inequalities she faced.
Oh, yeah. I read about that black children had to walk miles to school while white children had buses.
It's just unbelievable when you think about it.
That's not just a difference in convenience. That's a deliberate system designed to limit opportunities from the very start.
Exactly. These early experiences were powerful lessons in systemic discrimination, and it's likely they fueled Rosa's determination to challenge the status quo. You know, she was witnessing firsthand the tangible ways in which inequality was woven into the very fabric of society.
And then years later, she gets involved with the NAACP. I mean, she wasn't just a member for years. She served as a secretary, meticulously documenting cases of racial violence and injustice.
She was working tirelessly behind the scenes to expose the truth. And this was in the 1940s, a time when these kinds of cases were routinely ignored or dismissed.
It's so important to remember that historical context.
Absolutely. And it really speaks to Rosa's dedication and bravery. You know, she was determined to bring these stories to light.
This is where the story of UC Taylor comes in. And it's one that I think a lot of people haven't heard.
It's a truly harrowing case.
So in 1944, Recy Taylor, a young black woman, was kidnapped and brutally raped by six white men.
It's a horrific story, and it really shines a light on the pervasiveness of racial violence and the ways in which the system often protected the perpetrators.
It's heartbreaking and infuriating.
And what's remarkable is that Rosa Parks, along with her husband Raymond, didn't just passively observe this injustice, they took action.
Really? They got involved?
They spearheaded a national campaign for justice for Recy Taylor, rallying support, organizing protests, and demanding accountability. They even faced threats and intimidation for their activism.
Wow. That's incredible. I mean, to think this was a full decade before the bus boycott, it shows just how deeply committed she was to fighting for equality and specifically for the safety and dignity of black women.
Precisely. And, you know, it's this experience, this unwavering commitment in the face of such horrific injustice that really lays the groundwork for understanding her actions on that Montgomery bus in 1955.
Right. It wasn't just a spur of the moment decision.
Exactly. It was the culmination of years of experience activism and a deep-seated understanding of the systemic nature of racism.
It's crazy to think that this moment on the bus, you know, in 1955, which so many people see as the start of her story, is actually years into her fight for justice.
Yeah, it's almost like all of her activism, everything she had experienced and witnessed, led up to this boiling point, you could say.
Right, and it wasn't just about being tired that day, like some people say.
Exactly. It was about a lifetime of facing these daily indignities and seeing injustice go unpunished time and time again.
And, you know, the climate in Montgomery was already ready for change.
Oh, absolutely. The black community had been pushing for change for years.
The Women's Political Council, right?
Yeah. With Joanne Robinson at the helm, they were already planning a boycott of the bus system.
Wow. So they already had a plan in place.
They knew something had to give, and they were ready to take action. They'd even drafted a letter outlining their grievances and demanding changes to the bus system.
It's fascinating how these movements gain momentum.
It really is. And, you know, Rosa Parks' refusal to give up her seat, that was the spark that ignited the movement.
It became a symbol, a A rallying cry.
Exactly. The news of her arrest spread like wildfire, and it galvanized the black community who had endured these injustices for far too long.
And then, of course, a young pastor named Martin Luther King Jr. steps onto the scene.
Right. He quickly emerged as a leader with his powerful voice and message,
helping to organize and mobilize the community, and the Montgomery bus boycott officially began.
It was a pivotal moment in the civil rights movement.
381 days.
Can you imagine the commitment and sacrifice that boycott required?
People walked, carpooled, organized, intricate ride-sharing systems. I mean, all to make a statement about their dignity and their rights.
And they faced incredible challenges along the way, harassment, intimidation, even violence, but they didn't waver.
It's so inspiring.
That's what's so remarkable about the Montgomery bus boycott. It wasn't just a protest. It was a testament to the unwavering spirit and resilience of a community determined to fight for their equality.
And their efforts had a ripple effect far beyond Montgomery.
Absolutely. It put immense pressure on the city economically. It garnered national attention. And it showed the world the power of peaceful protest.
It wasn't just about buses anymore. It was about challenging segregation in all its forms.
And finally, in November 1956, the Supreme Court ruled that bus segregation was unconstitutional.
A monumental victory.
A testament to the power of collective action and the courage of individuals like Rosa Parks who dared to take a stand.
But, you know, it's interesting because for Rosa Parks personally, this wasn't a happy ending. You know, there's this misconception that she became an instant hero and everyone celebrated her.
Right. But the reality was much harsher.
She lost her job. Her husband lost his job. And they faced relentless threats and harassment.
It really underscores the personal cost of challenging the status quo, even when it leads to significant progress.
It's a side of the story we don't often hear.
And it makes her courage and sacrifice all the more remarkable. She knew the risks, and yet she still stood her ground.
And even after relocating to Detroit to escape the threats, she didn't slow down. She continued to fight for civil rights.
Yeah, she worked with Congressman John Conyers on issues like fair housing and equal employment opportunities.
She just never gave up. It's amazing how she kept pushing for change, even when it would have been easier to just step back.
And that's really, I think, the key takeaway from Rosa Parks' story. It wasn't just about one act of defiance. It was about a lifetime of commitment to justice. And, you know, she was a master strategist.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Always thinking about the long game, the systemic changes that needed to happen to truly achieve equality.
That makes a lot of sense. And she was also so dedicated to empowering the next generation. Can you tell me a little bit about the Rosa and Raymond Parks Institute for Self-Development?
Absolutely. That was a true passion project for them. You know, they founded the Institute to focus on leadership training and mentorship for young people, particularly African-American youth.
It sounds like an amazing program.
It really was. And they wanted to equip these young people with the skills and the confidence to become agents of change in their own communities, you know, to carry on that fight for justice.
This really make a difference.
Exactly. And what's so remarkable is that despite all the accolades she received, I mean, think about it. She received the Presidential Medal of Freedom, the Congressional Gold Medal.
She became an icon.
Yeah, she did. But through it all, she remained so grounded. You know, she always emphasized that the fight for equality was a collective effort. It wasn't about individual heroism.
I love that about her.
There's a quote from her that I think really captures the spirit. She said, "I would like to be remembered as a person who wanted to be free so other people would also be free."
Wow, that's beautiful.
It wasn't about her own liberation. It was about the liberation of an entire people.
And that's why she's such an enduring symbol of the civil rights movement. Mm. You know, she represents the power of ordinary people coming together to demand change. And that's a message that still resonates so strongly today.
It does. And, you know, it's easy to get complacent to think, oh, you know, those battles have been won. But the reality is the work continues. You know, we still see systemic racism and discrimination in various forms.
Absolutely. That's a constant fight.
It is. And we have to be vigilant. We have to challenge injustice wherever we see it and keep pushing for a more just and equitable world.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into Rosa Parks' extraordinary life, what's the one thing you hope listeners take away from her story?
I think for me, it's that sense of empowerment, you know, the realization that each of us has the capacity to make a difference. Rosa Parks wasn't a superhero. She was a woman who refused to accept the status quo and who used her voice and her actions to fight for what she believed in.
And that's something we can all do in our own ways, in our own community.
Exactly. It's about finding your voice and using it to create change.
What a powerful legacy. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the life of Rosa Parks.
It's been my pleasure.
And for everyone listening, remember, The fight for a more just world is far from over. It's up to all of us to carry the torch that Rosa Parks so bravely lit.